Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Mr. Rodney with Mr. Bradley.
As.
Hey. Okay, guys, so we've got some interesting things to talk about today, like how literally every freaking game ever is getting delayed and it's pissing a lot of people off. So we will talk about that, and we're going to talk about a couple more PS5 rumors and something about Sega. It's going to be cool. And I know everybody was very excited for the podcast this week, because they're like, oh, there's that guy from Sega. He's going to be on the podcast. It's going to be so good. But he actually asked to delay the podcast one more week because of some stuff that's happening at his own design work or whatever. So it'll be next week, and we might have a William on the podcast, Mr. Bradley.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, it'll be good to hear Will's voice again and hear how defeated he is from his show that he's working on. But it'll be good. Okay, guys.
Crush Souls.
Yeah, he would rather play Dark Souls than work on the show right now. But all right, guys, all that coming up right now. Right now. All right, guys. So thanks for checking out the show again today. We wanted to give a shout out to our first Patreon ever. Of all time. Mr. Matt Bridges. Thanks for joining our Patreon family. Matt Bridges, you guys should be all jealous of him right now, because now he gets early access to the show and access to the live show right now on Discord. Which, he's not here right now, but he's not reaping the benefits, Bradley, so he should feel bad.
Learn the ways.
But, no, we've been chatting with him on our Patreon-only Discord, and we've been having a good old time with Mr. Matt Bridges. So thanks for joining our Patreon again, and if you guys want to join our Patreon, head over to our Patreon page and select a tier level, and you get some cool benefits. We're working on our shop right now, just because we redesigned our website earlier this year, so we want to get everything connected now and get our shop back up. We have one new shirt design, actually, that's going to come out with that release, and it's going to be good. Bradley saw it. What do you think, Bradley?
I think it's awesome.
Cool. All right, we got to get one.
You'll be very excited, people, to get your hands on this shirt.
Yeah, 100%. So, okay, guys, again, visit our website, videogamesnow.ca, to find all of our content, including our YouTube videos, social media links, and the latest gaming news. After the show, leave a review on whatever you're listening to our show on to help spread the word about our gaming word of the week, which is, this week, teabagging, which I do a lot of in Halo. So, you know, lots of teabags.
It's now, like, in every game. Like, it doesn't matter what game you play, if you kill someone, you're teabagging them.
I think it in Halo, it's the worst in Halo, because I've like all the games I've played, it's just kind of a chore to teabag somebody, so people just don't do it, but it's so easy to teabag somebody in Halo. And I think my favorite teabag story is we were playing on Sword Base. This wasn't recently, this was like back in 2010. We're playing on Sword Base, and there's that like window in the one room that goes up into the vent, and then you can look down below from the window to like the open area below. So I was on the outside of the window, and I'm like teabagging air, and this guy came up and he saw me, and it was a guy on the enemy team, and he starts teabagging the air on the other side of the window, and then my friend came up and assassinated him and then just started teabagging him, and I fucking died laughing, and I recorded that. Oh, it was so good. But speaking of Halo, I've been playing Halo 5. What? Right? So, yeah, I've been playing some Halo 5 again to relive why I hate it. And, yeah, it's... There's just something about the game that I just... I just don't like how it feels. It just doesn't feel like a Halo game. I think that's what turned me off initially anyway. So, yeah.
And still, I've never even turned it on.
As you shouldn't. So... Yeah, I've been playing a lot of SWAT, and meh. Yeah, so I might be done, but I might play a little bit more, who knows. But I'm just trying to get amped up for Halo 6 when that comes out, hopefully later this year.
Another game you've been playing lately, though. Eco, right?
Yes. Eco? Yes, I've been playing lots of Eco, and I just started a new server with Cole, and it's a Video Games Now server, so if you guys are wondering what the game's all about and you want to check it out, you can download it on Steam. I think it's $35. And jump on the Video Games Now server. We can have up to 30 people, and we only have like 7 or something like that right now. So, yeah, it's on PC. So if you don't have a PC, get one. I just thought of that line from Toy Story. If you don't have one, if you don't have a movie buddy, get one. Yeah. All right. Why don't we get into our first topic, and we'll talk about the video games that got delayed. So, I think the biggest one, we'll just get right into the good shit. Cyberpunk 2077 was delayed to the end of the year, pretty much. So, what are your thoughts on that, Bradley?
That was a low blow. I know so many people that were hyped for that. It makes me wonder if they reevaluated and said, hey, we can up the graphics and put it on the PS5 and Xbox X.
Well, I think they came out and said that they actually aren't planning to put it on the Series X. They're always planning to put it out on the regular Xbox One.
I expect it to be like one of those... I think it's going to be a bridge game. I think the delay is literally... It's going to come out so late that they want to make sure it's ready to have the Xbox or the PlayStation 5 version of it.
Yeah, like they have to. Like that'd be that would be so detrimental to this game if they didn't put it on the new gen consoles if they're releasing it in September. Like, that only gives...
Exactly.
Yeah, like, that's September, October, and then November, the other consoles will probably get released.
I'm wondering if they just ran into a few snags with the game and also going, oh shit, we still have to port this over to the PlayStation 5 and Xbox. Maybe we need more time to figure out all these issues.
Yeah, and the
as
other...
As long as it's still good, I'm hopeful.
Totally.
But I was a kick in the nuts.
Yeah, 100%. And I firmly believe that... well, actually, they announced that the multiplayer for the game is not coming out until 2021, which is a huge gap if it got released in May like it was originally going to. So I'm wondering if that also had a part to play about it, because, you know, there's been a lot of unfinished games recently and a lot of backlash from it. So I wonder if all these delays that we're going to talk about are as a result from that, and they just want to make sure, you know, the game's on point and they don't lose a bunch of people, especially for a game like this, you know?
Exactly. I think some of the horrible experiences from last year may have impacted a lot of these decisions that we're going to talk about right now.
100%. And not even last year, like 2018, 2017 was a decent year, actually. But yeah, 2018, 2019 were just trash. Like Cole said, this is the best time to start a video games podcast, is the two like worst years in video games history.
Yeah. That they've had forever.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so this is on geek.com, which I don't think I've ever been on. Like, this is the first time I've ever been on geek.com. Anyways, 2020 has just started and already promises to be a crazy year for video games. That's why... that's what happens... Oh my god, what am I saying? That's what happens the two... Okay, that's why it's not actual in English. Like, this whole sentence is just, like, straight ass, not even English. And my wife is making a lot of noise in the background, I noticed. So, there we go. Okay. Alright, so the PlayStation 5 and Series X are slated for the end of the year, but before that hardware even arrives, publishers are going to are keen to get out their last big wave of games, squeeze every last drop out of these current boxes. With time running out, tons of huge titles are slated to launch right on top of each other. Doom Eternal got delayed to the exact same day as Animal Crossing New Horizons. How do you fucking make that decision? Like that's a hard decision. Doom Eternal or Animal? Well, I mean, it's an easy decision for me because I don't play Animal Crossing, so I'll be right in there with Doom Eternal.
Have you seen the new? Not to go off too much, but have you seen the new game footage of the Doom Eternal?
No, but I've seen the. Or actually, maybe I have. Like, it just looks badass. Like, it looks so badass.
It just dropped today.
Oh,
people
no.
People got a preview of it today and got to play, like, the first 3 hours of the game.
What?
And, yeah. There's... I saw it on... It was Tommy66 on Twitter posted that he got to play the game. And he said it was great. And you can, like, go see his footage of him playing the game. And then he thanks Bethesda. I'm saying that wrong. I think he thanks them for the opportunity to play the game, and then a bunch of other like big streamers were talking about it too. Apparently, the game is twice as long as Doom 2016.
What?
And is more intense. There's way more waves of creatures and stuff and variety coming at you.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm super pumped to get my hands on that game. That Animal Crossing isn't even on my radar right now.
Like, yeah, I mean,
what Animal Crossing is, it's washed from my memory.
Yeah, the Doom from 2016 was already super long. Like, every mission I played, like, the last five missions I think I played, I kept thinking, like, this has got to be the last level. And then the next level would drop, you're like, holy fuck, and you'd beat it, and you'd be like, this has got to be the last level. And I just remember thinking that. So the fact that it's, like, twice as long as the Doom from 2016, that's crazy. That's going to take so much time to beat.
Oh, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. All right, so the not-so-surprising remake of Resident Evil 3 was soon announced later that it was also delayed, so I think I said this on a previous podcast, like, are they just gonna remake all the Resident Evils till they just full circle back to the last one? And then just continue on, or what?
Heard a rumor that they are announcing a new game next month.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they... Yeah, they'll probably run a remake, especially with the new consoles. I would, like, that's a perfect time for them to remake 4 and 5.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so the lineup was getting stacked to the point of daunting, which is why we're honestly more relieved than disappointed about various game delays that got announced this week. That's from Geek.com, not from Bradley.
I completely disagree with that.
Yeah, I 100% sentence. Disagree. 100% disagree, Geek.com. Fuck you. All right. So, after a lifetime of baiting fans with promise of a next-gen Final Fantasy VII remake, which for what, Bradley? Like, fucking 8 years? Like, just so yes. long?
It's Kingdom Hearts 3 all over again.
100%. So, Geek.com is saying that pushing the game from March 3rd to April 10th honestly isn't that bad. It's like, okay, yeah, I suppose, but...
Give me the fucking game.
Yeah.
And the bad part about this is it's only a chunk of the game. They're doing it in chunks, right? Like, we're only playing the first chapter, I believe. I don't think it's the full remake.
Oh, what? That's fucking dog shit. That's bad. All right. Well,
I could be wrong about that, but I'm gonna look it up because now I'm pretty sure people were saying it's like a remake has been delayed. I'm gonna look this up while we continue.
All right. So the similar long gesting Final Fantasy 15 got a similar final delay, and besides, this is just the first episode. Yeah, it says right here, this is just the first episode. So that's so bad.
So they're delaying half a game.
Is that even half a game? Like, how many episodes are there?
Oh no, I've only seen 1 and 2 so far.
Okay.
So Final Fantasy Remake Part 2 is already in development. Square Enix confirms. So they didn't say that there's going to be a Part 3.
Hmm.
And apparently it's expected in June, which I don't think that's accurate anymore. So it'll probably be in, like, October.
Man.
I think it's maybe a 2-part. I could possibly maybe see a 3-part, but...
Oh, they usually make a 3-part, like a trilogy type thing, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so savage that there's only one episode coming out and they, like, pushed it. Is it similar to, like, The Hobbit and shit like that, where it's, like, it's the same thing, but it's just broken up into 3 different parts?
I know, Final Fantasy VII and any Final Fantasy game is a really long game. And the older games aren't as long as the newer ones. Like a Final Fantasy VII compared to a Final Fantasy XV, they're not as long, right? They're not comparable. Right. So I could see them, what they did is they probably stretched out and added a little more to each of the Final Fantasy VII's like sections to make it longer. And then when they realized that they made it longer, they're like, oh, well, we could probably do this twice and make two games out of it.
Right. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so the next game...
It's a complete reimagining of Final Fantasy VII.
Right. Yeah. Well, I never played Final Fantasy VII. I haven't played any of... Okay, hang on. I had a girlfriend in high school. I think I told this story before, probably. She was a nerd just like I was. And we were, like, doing fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Battles. Like, duels, rather. It was fucking badass. Anyway, so, she tried to get me into Final Fantasy. I think she... Maybe it was 7? No, it wasn't 7. It was the pixelated ones. So, like, one of the early ones. So maybe it was, like, 2 or 3. But anyways, she was trying to get me on that, and I was playing. I was like, I don't know. It just wasn't hooking me. So I didn't really show any interest, really.
So, get better. Fucking much better.
Totally. So, comment section, fucking roast me. I haven't played Final Fantasy. Anyways. Moving on. So we got Marvel's Avengers was also delayed, unfortunately. So Square Enix has also delayed its biggest game from its Western studios, Marvel Avengers. It was previously slated for the summer blockbuster slot of May, but now we won't be able to play as these bootleg superheroes in this melee-focused Destiny clone until September. Oh, it was a game similar to Destiny? Oh, yeah, I remember...
It's supposed to be like this multi-mission, multi-hero grind game. Oh. So I do know one thing that they mentioned about it is it's going to be a game that they're going to keep adding stuff to, kind of like Destiny and other games like that. But right. As they add stuff to it, they're going to add chapters with more heroes. So, like, the first trailer they launched was like an Iron Man. They show Hulk and they show Captain America fighting.
Right.
Later on, they ended up showing a Miss Marvel trailer.
Okay.
And like her gameplay and meeting Hulk and meeting Tony Stark. So I think it's going to be, it may have some Destiny ideas, but I can also see it being a bunch of different stories and them constantly like adding stories to it to keep the game going.
Interesting. So I just wanted to mention that I listened to, I cheated on this podcast and listened to another podcast. And it was another video game podcast. And I just wanted to see, I'm like, oh, what is everyone else talking about? Actually, they were talking about this game and, I didn't like the podcast because they talked, like, three of them were talking at the same time, and they were just, like, talking so fast, and I'm like, can you slow the fuck down? Can you formulate a sentence so that I can understand what you're saying? Like, holy shit. Yeah. I don't know if I'm alone in that. But,
some podcasts that are a little rough. You can tell they need some work.
Yeah. We do okay. I mean, you're talking on Discord on the East Coast, and well, on the East or the Westerly East Coaster. Yeah. And I'm in the West Coast, and we're dealing with latency and all that shit. It comes out pretty good. Sometimes we talk over each other, but it's not to the degree that I heard. I'm like, holy shit. And they were like a really well-known video games podcast too. I was like, holy shit. Anyways, sorry, smashing another podcast so you guys can listen to ours. So yeah, they were talking about how they kind of said this game was going to be something else, and then it turned out to be a Destiny clone, essentially. So yeah, I don't know how you feel about that.
I still want to get my hands on it. I want to look at it and play it. And that was one of the biggest disappointments. But on the plus side of it, it now becomes a video, a birthday video game for me, because it falls right like around my birthday, and I can be like, "Hey guys, buy that for me."
Nice.
So it saves my wallet a little bit.
You know, it'd be a huge kick in the nuts. Not only did it get delayed, but then you actually play it, and it's fucking like exactly like Dynasty Warriors, and you're like, "Can you fuck off?"
That would be a little disappointing. But on another side, I don't know if you've seen Kakarot, and that game was a game that people were really iffy about, or somewhat iffy about. It is amazing.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
If you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, you're going to fall in love with playing Kakarot.
Nice.
And I'm kind of hopeful that they have done something similar to that.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about Kakarot. I haven't actually checked it out myself. I'm not a DBZ dude. really, which is shocking because I'm like a super nerd. But I don't hate it. I don't hate DBZ or Dragon Ball or any of those. I don't hate them. I appreciate them. But I just haven't gotten around to watching them. So I will.
You don't have to watch them. You can just play the game.
Oh, is the game like exactly like the movie now?
Game is you playing out the entire TV, Dragon Ball Z TV show.
Holy fuck. That's exciting. Maybe I'll do that. That's mode. Actually...
So,
maybe I'll do that.
You That's can good. Go around leveling up your character, and you can go around like doing side missions and getting stronger and getting like upgrading your abilities so that they're stronger. So when you go into a real-time fight against the villains, you're stronger, like an RPG.
Right.
But you literally play out
each
3 hours.
Right.
And it was like watching friggin' first chapter of Dragon Ball Z.
That's cool. You know what? Actually, I was talking to a colleague I work with today, and he said somebody cut together the whole like the whole TV show, but they cut it as like feature films. So they broke down each arc into a feature film essentially, and they cut out all the bullshit filler that like Goku running for 7 episodes and shit like that, and just basically cut it seamlessly together, and it just literally you can literally just watch it like a 2.5 hour fucking movie. So that's that's amazing.
Check this out. I would if you want to get into it and you want to see the story, this is ideally the story.
Awesome.
But you play out some of the side missions and you play out the big fights.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So you've obviously played it. So this is like 100% confirmed. Yeah.
I haven't played it. I've only watched it.
Okay,
I've watched multiple streamers, but what I've watched and what I've heard from them, because I've interacted with a few different streamers that have played it, everyone loves it. And what I've seen, I was like, oh shit, I gotta go buy this.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so can I walk around and be like, yeah, I've watched DBZ if I've only played the game? Am I gonna get stabbed or what?
No, surprisingly, you know a lot about the story if you play the game.
Okay, cool.
In my opinion.
All right, I'll just do that then. I'll just walk around and get fucking roasted about how... I can't get roasted anymore about how much or how little I've watched Dragon Ball Z.
It's a game that takes the nostalgia that Nintendo is so good at making, but wraps it around Dragon Ball Z.
Nice. Like,
people that love Dragon Ball Z are just in love with this game.
Awesome. Okay, so the last game on this list, but can't be the last game delayed, is Iron Man VR, which I really didn't look into until this got delayed, and I'm like, oh, that was a thing? And I looked into it. It looks so fucking badass. Like, being in an Iron Man suit in VR, like, that's, like, beyond badass.
Eric was pretty excited about this game, so I think he was a little disappointed that it got delayed. This is one of the ones he was talking about last year when it was announced.
Right, right. Oh, I remember now. Yeah, totally. Geek.com, who we've disagreed with pretty much through the whole article so far, Iron Man VR seems like one of the most promising combinations of franchise and technology based in our hands on demo. Marvel's virtual reality high-tech superhero adventure was supposed to be released in February, but is now flying away from Half-Life... LAX VR and into the vacant May slot. Adventures left behind. So, okay. So, you know what? More games need to come out in April and May. Just please. Like, for fuck's sakes. E3 is, pretty much March to E3 is just, like, a fucking dry spell, and it's just super annoying. I'm the busiest from February to April. So, like, May, I'm like, I want to play some games. Because I basically don't work in May, and there's never any fucking games out. There's like one singular game that I want to play, and then I just invest all my time into it. So yeah,
you grow to hate it because you play it so much.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I played the shit out of Far Cry 5 when it came out in 2018 because that game came out in May, and I just like I literally played the shit out of it. It was great, and then I stopped playing it and have not played it since. But yeah. Anyways, so yeah, Iron Man VR. I think that'll be a fun one. I don't know what it's for though. Like, which console is it for? Let me just open this link.
I know it's on PlayStation as a PlayStation VR. I just don't know if it's exclusive to PlayStation.
It might be one of the very best. Exclusive to the PS4. Yeah, it could be. It's got the PlayStation logo fucking slapped all over it. So, likely. Yeah. Ooh. PSVR.
Oh, PlayStation.
Yeah.
Rocking all those exclusives.
Yeah, so I might be wrong. I'm like not reading this entire article. So, yeah. Cool. So that's Iron Man VR, and that's all of Geek.com's like delayed games. I thought there was more than that.
There is. Dying Light 2 was just announced as a delay.
Oh, yeah.
That was one that was recently announced that people were surprised. And I think there was one more. I commented. Let me just
Watch
go back
Dogs?
To our Discord chat here.
Watch Dogs Legion was delayed. Okay, actually, going to this game, Will and Mark and I were talking. We're on a group chat yesterday. It just totally happened. I don't know. But like, I called Will and he didn't pick up. I'm like, fuck you, Will, fucking ghosting me. And then I called Mark, and then Mark picked up, and Mark and I started chatting, and then Will called us back, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna merge the call, and then it just became a three-way call, bitching about work and talking about games. It was a good time. Anyways, we actually started talking about Skull and Bones. Because I'm like, what the fuck happened to that game? Because like that game was like supposed to rival Sea of Thieves when it came out in 2018, and it just like totally disappeared up its own ass. So, let's see.
Yeah, actually, I completely forgot about that game.
Yeah, so I'm just looking up right now. I just saw it, so I'm just looking up when it's actually going to get released. Oh, its release is TBA. So super cool. But if it's going to be anything like the boat fight, holy fuck, did I just call it a ship a boat, the ship battles in Black Flag, then I'm fucking all in, because that game sounds like a good ass time. But I think Will was telling me that they're pulling the game back because they were adding a campaign. They weren't just gonna make it solely like a multiplayer game like Sea of Thieves. So I wonder if they did that in response to how Sea of Thieves was received when it first came out.
Could have been a reason why.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Sea
of Thieves is much better now that they've added a bunch of stuff and actual story stuff. I know it wasn't your cup of tea, Bradley, when you played it, but
I got really bored of it real quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We picked up on that. So, so the game's not even out yet.
They need to add stuff to keep me distracted. More shiny shit.
Oh, there's lots of shiny shit now. There's tons of shiny shit. Like, there's, like, so much shiny shit. You're like, can you stop putting shiny shit? I just need to actually do what I'm trying to fucking do.
You can fish now, too, can't you, right?
Yeah, you can fish now. So that's annoying.
Okay, I'll jump on the boat with you guys as long as I can fish.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll fish,
you guys fucking sail.
I'm usually the one sailing the boat by my fucking self while Will, Cole, and fucking Adam Terryberry are fishing off the side. And I'm sailing a fucking galleon by myself. It's great. Fuckers. Anyways. Okay, so... I'm just looking into Skull and Bones.
The asshole that's going to continue fishing there while you guys are getting shot at.
Well, no, yeah. No, this is literally Will on Sea of Thieves. You're, like, Will, can you drop the anchor? We're gonna run aground. He'd be like, oh, I would, but I'm literally reeling in a fish right now. And I'm like, oh my god. So I got to run down there and fucking hit the anchor. Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyways, so this game is confirmed for Microsoft Windows. Why don't you just say PC like a normal person? PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and it was originally set to be released in Q3, Q4, 2018, so it was delayed to 2019, and now again to sometime after March 2020, so I wonder if we're going to see anything related to this game anytime soon, maybe? I don't know. So,
maybe.
But again,
it's hard to say.
But yeah, that's just funny that I just saw that game. We were just talking about how it just disappeared up its own ass the other day. I'm just going to see a few more here. Dying Light 2 was delayed indefinitely. That was yesterday. Yeah. And indefinitely. That's not good. Wasn't Dying Light 2...
The Last of Us Part 2 was one that was delayed.
Oh, that's right, yeah. The Last of Us Part 2.
Both were released in May, and now it's released in... I don't know where it's supposed to leave. I don't think they gave a second date, but it was supposed to be released in May.
Okay, so... The Dying Light, I think producer, I'm just loading this the thing right now, tweeted something, which looks like a formal letter, and it's from the CEO, and it says, to our dedicated community, it was a busy year for us, and we continue to working on our biggest project to date. We know you're waiting for the game eagerly, and we want to deliver exactly what we promised. We were initially aiming for a spring 2020 release with Dying Light 2, but unfortunately we need more development time to fulfill our vision. We will have more details to share in the coming months, and we will get back to you as soon as we have more information. We apologize for this unwelcoming news. Our priority is to deliver an experience that lives up to our own high standards and the expectations of you, our fans. Please stay tuned, and thank you for our fans around the world for continuing to support, yada, 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 that shit. Yeah, so that's what Powell, something name I can't say, CEO of Techland, who's developing Dying Light 2. Okay, actually, you know what? I was thinking about this in the car. I almost said it, car like a fucking East Coaster. Car. So why don't development companies have, like, they have their QA testers, which are essentially, like, in-house people who know the game industry and how it all works and all that stuff. They need QA testers that are literal consumers, like, just random fucking gamers that they hire, and they don't get them into the minutia of getting the fucking game made and playing this and playing that. They just need people to, like, sit down, play the game, and be like, give their fucking raw opinion. Just like, oh, this is retarded. This is dumb. You know, usual gamer language. And maybe that would help mitigate some of the early problems that people have with games as soon as they're launched. Because what's happening now is, like, they just release a game, and then it gets a horrible backlash from the entire community, and then they try to fix it. You, like, react to the problem. So, I don't know. I don't know how everyone feels about that, but yeah, that's what I think. I think they should have, like, a small team of, like, consumer-based QA testers that aren't within the studio. And, yeah. What do you think?
Isn't that kind of like what a beta test is, though?
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Holy fuck.
Shouldn't they have a better beta test system in place? I think that's what you're kind of hinting at, is a better beta test system.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Most beta test systems are kind of like, oh, this is shit. And then they're like, oh, there's one small glitch. And then, well, I think Sea of Thieves, again, is the perfect example. Like, the beta test where people said, this isn't enough, they just didn't really listen to it. And they turn around and release the game almost exactly like the beta. And people are like, we had a problem with the beta. Why did you do this?
Yeah, totally.
They have to listen to their audience a bit better.
Totally. I played the alpha build of Sea of Thieves, and it was pretty fucking empty. Like, it literally gave you a chance to sail to different islands and all that kind of stuff, but you got on the islands and there's, like, literally fucking nothing. There was no life, there was no animals, there was no, random treasure chests laying around and shit like that. But we had fun sailing and navigating and doing the random quests you could do. But, yeah, I think the beta ramped it up quite a bit, but literally nothing changed from the beta to the final game. And that's what killed the game for a lot of people. So, yeah, I know what I agree with what you said. That basically, they just need a better beta program, essentially.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That would probably be helpful.
I mean, a lot of games are available for open betas now. Like, I'm playing, like, Eco's in beta right now. What else? The Hell Let Loose is still in beta. So, yeah, there's lots of games available to the general public in beta form. So, I think they're not
still in beta.
They're not incentivizing people enough to actually provide feedback about the game. Like, people play it and they go, oh, this game's okay, or this game sucks, or whatever, but they don't actually, like, report bugs or go on to whatever forum or email and actually email something in. So instead of you just for fucking playing the beta, getting a stupid little fucking badge or something like that, like, give a beta reward for somebody who played the beta but also left, like, a review or something of their thoughts on the game.
So, like, in Sea of Thieves, I'm just going to go back to that one because that's the game I'm thinking of, apparently. If they made, like, an exclusive pirate that you would have unlocked if you took part in the beta.
Yeah, they have the beta sales and stuff. But yeah, that's all you really got is...
Yeah, so made it more. It's like, hey, if you play the beta, we'll give you this. But if you tweet us about something about the game, we'll give you this.
Yeah.
And if you go to Reddit and comment on this post, we'll give you this.
Yeah. Mind you, how to track all that is fucking crazy.
That's true.
So they would have to set up something on their website, which is like, you played the beta and maybe you find, like, if, let's just use Sea of Thieves for an example. You know, you find a treasure chest and do a thing, and it's like, thanks for playing the game, and then it gives you, like, a code, and then you put the code in, and then you write your review, and then that basically locks it to your account, so then you would put your review in, they'd read your review, and then unlock the thing for when the game comes out. Right?
There's definitely ways around doing it. I agree. I just think they have to do something with beta. They have to make it where they listen to us more and make it more rewarding in some way.
Yeah, like the fucking guys on the Sonic movie. Christ. You know, like Cole said, like, he's gonna go watch the Sonic movie solely because they listened to the fans and delayed the show and fucking fixed Sonic because he looked like just ass.
I'm right there with him. I'm excited to watch it. It's probably gonna be shit, but I'm right there watching it because, yeah, they spent like $2 million revamping the movie because we had such an outcry. They kind of deserve my $15.
Totally, 100%. And, could you, like, everyone was saying that Jim Carrey's back must be sore because he's carrying the Sonic movie, and then it totally 180 flipped and was like, oh no, the visual effects team on Sonic is carrying the Sonic movie. Because they just totally fucking redid everything. Yeah, anyways, okay, let's move on to our next topic here. We're going to talk about the PlayStation 5 rumors that sound too good to be true from TechRadar. So, it's a 4chan leak, apparently, from somebody, so I don't know how reliable those leaks are, but we're going to talk about it. It's going to be great. Alright. So, massive PS5 February event information. More major PS5 news will be unveiled at the PlayStation meeting event for the press media on February 5th, 2020. PlayStation, which sucks, Bradley, all the news gets fucking released, a day or two after we release our podcast episode. It's just so fear. Maybe we should move our podcast episode date. Just move it altogether.
Maybe.
But we don't even record. We record on Sundays usually. We just didn't this Sunday for some reason. So it's already too late. So it doesn't matter. Fuck it. Anyways, the meeting will be held at the Sony Hall in New York City. And the Sony Hall indoor venue, which Sony sponsors and supplies tech inside the theater. So why, you know, makes sense. The console design, the controller, the UI home screen, certain features, console specs, talk of third parties and indie publishers, as well as announcements for the PS5 exclusives will be shown at this event on the 5th, apparently. Well, shit, Bradley, that's going to be a fun-ass day. That's a fun...
I'm considering taking it off.
I might take that day... Well, I asked my boss for this day off as well, because I'm starting a new show on the 10th of February, so I want 3 days to play games. So, yeah. I might be paying attention to that. All right, and then the next little bit here in this leak is buzzwords for the console's features include little to no load times, blazing fast downloads, immersive controls, modular installs for games, download whatever, disk drive included, and download the games or stream the games as an option. And it says we're looking at you, Stadia. So I wonder if those are all the... It's like when the Xbox One first got announced, and they're like, you can't share games. And then, like, Sony came on, like, immediately after, and they're like, on PlayStation, you can share games like this. And they just, like, handed a hard copy game to somebody on the stage, and they're like, thanks. And it just, like, made Xbox look like a bunch of frickin' tools. Do you remember that?
I do. I think PlayStation, like, Xbox announcing their console, people were like, oh, Xbox finally beat PlayStation to the punch. PlayStation's playing this very strategic promotional game with all these, like, leaks and rumors. Like, every week there's a new leak or a new picture of what the PlayStation 5 will look like, or a new idea. It's like, oh, the PlayStation 5 controller has this new feature.
Yeah.
I think they're just having... They have so much hype for Xbox to compete.
Yeah, like, we don't even know what the fucking thing is, and we're, like, we've been talking about it for, like, a year on this podcast, specifically. And, yeah, like...
It's been announced, and people are like, oh, yeah, the Xbox is coming. But did you hear about PlayStation?
Yeah, pretty much. And I agree with you, like, Sony's totally spoon-feeding us, the information that they want at the right times. And, yeah. They're gonna announce this on the 5th, like the console, and it's just everyone's fucking pants are just gonna be blown right off their body. Just whoa!
I also wouldn't be surprised if they do announce it and go, oh, but that's not all. More is on the way. Listen in for our next state of play.
Yeah,
where we let you know about more information on the PlayStation 5.
And then Xbox is going to react like they normally do and blow their load on all the information they have on the fucking Xbox, whatever it is, the Series X, which I still think is a dumb name.
That's exactly what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a popcorn flick for sure. It's gonna be awesome. Okay, and then PlayStation will just save enough information. Like, they're not blowing their load. You're totally right. They're playing this strategically. Like, it's gonna be so good. Okay, so it says, go ahead.
Through this, so one issue I have with this leak is they have a point in it near the end where it says Sony will return to E3 for 2020, which Sony has already announced that they're not going to E3, and E3 has announced Sony is not going to E3.
This was released. This is released 15 hours ago. This article. So,
but that's an interesting thing because they're saying that all that is a lie.
I wonder if they'll just fucking slide in. Like they won't even. They're announcing they're not going to E3, and then they just slide in and get a fucking secret conference going. Oh man, that would be. I would fucking buy a PS5 just for that. That'd be fucking boss.
That would be good. I would give them credit. When was this article posted? Because this article is Sony to skip E3 2020. Says vision of the show isn't right. It's a Sony's second consecutive year of no showing the massive gaming show.
Nice. Didn't they release something like just before E3? Like they kind of took the breath.
They did a state of play.
Yeah, they like took the breath out of fucking literally everything at E3. Yeah, it was good. So I'm getting.
Announcing Ghost of Tsushima and. Last of Us 2, and they showed a bunch of gameplay of it.
Nice. Okay, so in this leak, it says PlayStation now plays a vital role. If you can either access games through a subscription fee or own the game outright. Sony, for a limited time, will bundle a 3-month PS Now subscription with the PS5 in select regions in an effort to promote the service to many new owners, which will probably be me. So far, I just like this fucking strategy game going on right now between Sony and Xbox. Like Nintendo's just like whatever, we'll do our own thing. Like. They're kind of their own separate entity in the way. Like, they're still kind of the big three, right? Well, there's only three, really. But, they're doing their own thing.
They've always only ever done their own thing.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about Sony or PlayStation. Like, they have their niche of consumers and hypnotized by nostalgia, so it'll be fine. So it'll be fine. All right, it says, remote play is a big feature, too, allowing to play your PS5 games on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop. Play those games anywhere, so long there's Wi-Fi or cellular connection. The console will act as a database for those games to be streamed wherever. That's interesting.
That's like a Stadia ripoff right there.
That, yeah. Stand back, Stadia. We'll show you how it's done. Pretty much.
Pissed at Stadia.
Yeah, a lot of people are. I didn't. A lot of people pre-ordered it, like from our VGN group, and I totally didn't give a fuck. I didn't order, didn't pre-order it, didn't look at it, didn't spend any time on it. And look, it bombed. So
pre-ordered it.
Yeah,
and it wasn't shipped. I'm like, okay, there's a delay. That's fine. A week later, it still wasn't shipped. Still said it was purchased, but in that week, they actually refunded me my money.
Wow.
Pre-order.
Wow. That happened.
Didn't send any email confirmation that they're canceling it. Didn't send any information. So when I went and I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. And 2 weeks later, I'm like, why don't I have this yet? It says cancel. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is it canceled?
That's
fine. And so I just said, fuck it. Screw you, Stadia. You're not getting my money now.
Wow. Wow. That happened to me. That happened.
Like, what the hell?
That happened to me with COD Black Ops 4, but I was totally on the other end of the coin. I was like, good. I didn't waste my money on COD Black Ops 4 because I was kind of unimpressed with it. So, but yeah,
I wasn't that good.
No, I know. So, anyways, what else we got here? Because this is some good shit here. PlayStation app on mobile gets updated for PS5, adding a new design and other features to enhance your PS5 experience. Backwards compatibility with all PS4 games is also a big feature. Through new transferring features, users will easily transfer their PS4 games to the PS5 if those games are downloaded. Save data backups for PS4 games will also be transferable. So, fuck you, Xbox. Again, that's like that whole paragraph. Like, you can't play Xbox 360 games unless they're already been digitized and pre-downloaded or downloaded from Xbox Gold, basically.
Read the next little bit.
Oh, am I excited? Oh,
maybe.
Dude, I just saw two words and I already creamed my pants. Backwards compatibility is such a major feature that games from all five PlayStation platforms, PS1 through to PS4 and PSP, will be compatible on the PS5, making it the ultimate PlayStation console. Putting an emphasis on past and present gaming, more details about backwards compatibility will be discussed at a later date, especially at E3. What?
That rumor I have seen flying around on a few different sources. That isn't something that's just been here. There's been a few articles posting about that.
Yeah, this isn't something TechRadar is saying to get views. Like, this is... Yeah.
If they are, someone else started it and everyone's copying it, or there's some groundwork there that people are digging into.
How the fuck would they do that, though? Just because, like, all those, almost, I don't know if all those consoles are using the same engine or not. Because which console wasn't backwards compatible? Was that the PS3?
PS3. So PS1, PS2 could play PS1 games and PS2 games. When they released the PS3, they originally released it as a backwards compatible system. But they quickly kiboshed that because the PS3 was Blu-ray, where the PS2 wasn't. And they found that the disc spun at a faster rate, causing damage to the lens, which created damaging units they had to replace. So the second generation of PS3 was not backwards compatible, which created this whole "you can't be backwards compatible" going forward. At least from my understanding.
So I wonder.
And then PS4, they just were like, eh, "It's not backwards compatible. Too bad."
Okay, I wonder. I wonder if they found a workaround for that. Like maybe they have. Maybe they just have two different readers, right? Like
could.
Or maybe they have a variable disk speed. So you'll insert it, because at the beginning of the disc, the first thing it reads is usually like it'll have some data associated with like what console it's on, right? Because you see it all the time when you play what's it called, like old school games on like the Nintendo Store or even the 360. Like it'll always play the logo before it'll play. So I'm wondering if maybe that's actually built into the actual disc, so it'll read which console it's for and then it'll adjust its variable like speed in the disc drive that's just me totally talking out of my ass, but who knows?
Could be. I was thinking that it could be something like you can put the disc in, and once you put the disc in, it registers that, oh, you have this disc, so now you can download this game for free from the PlayStation database,
right? Yeah, that would make sense too. So that's amazing. That's amazing.
It's a cop out way to make it backwards compatible, but it is a way to play all your old games.
I mean, actually, that's not that smart in retrospect. Like, look at Nintendo. Like, I've bought Super Mario Bros. Like 5 times. Like, just because it's just such a hassle to transfer them over from past generations. It's just like, I might as well just spend the extra $5 and fucking buy Super Mario Bros. Again.
Sony tried to do that with their PlayStation Mini. It didn't go very well.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Do you remember the PlayStation Mini? The PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
It came with like 25 games. Yep. It didn't sell well. It wasn't well received. People were upset with the games, upset with how they built it. So I think Sony may have learned from there and just said, fuck it. You can just have the games you want to have.
Yeah. I think the PS1 was kind of clanky, and I played a PS1 when it was a thing, but I much, much preferred the Nintendo 64. It was more durable. I liked the games more than the ones on PlayStation. Like, the only fun PlayStation game that I found was Spyro. And I didn't play Crash Bandicoot, though. But anyways, yeah, so I think Nintendo 64 kind of won that, but it was the PS2 that really launched Sony into the fucking top of the charts. Right?
I find if you were...
It's the highest selling console.
PlayStation had a unique series of games. Because, like, you never played Final Fantasy. PlayStation had a a good chunk of Final Fantasies on it. Like, it had Final Fantasy VII, it had Final Fantasy VIII, Final Fantasy, I believe, IX. It also had Resident Evil games on it, so the people that are really big Resident Evil fans, they love that system. Metal Gear Solid is another franchise that people just fell in love with that was on, that started on PlayStation.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's.
I think it had a good base, but it had a unique base where Nintendo had its foot already in the door with obviously Smash Brothers and Mario Kart.
Yeah, and I mean Nintendo also had
PlayStation had to go in a different direction.
That's true. I mean, Nintendo kind of also had a unique game database as well. But no, I see what you're saying for sure. But yeah, the PS2, I mean, the PS2 is still the most sold console ever. So,
I think the jump from PS1 to PS2 is also probably one of the more dramatic jumps in quality.
Yeah, because the PS2 was released in 2000-something. So it was like as soon as the GameCube came out, and then the regular Xbox, and then the PS2. The PS2 obviously was like fucking amazeballs. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at some of the games for PS2. You got Jack and Dexter, The Simpsons Hit and Run, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, God of War, Resident Evil 4.
Mm. Yeah, so I mean,
games on the PS2.
I'm pretty sure the PS2 had like 200 like million fucking games for it. It was just like
PS2 had Kingdom Hearts. I forgot about that. Devil May Cry.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna look up how many games are on the PS2. How many are on? Holy shit! I can't type when I can't look at my keyboard. On
1,850 games are on the PS2 library.
I have 1,850. Is that what you have?
1,850.
Woo! That's a lot of fucking games.
Collection comprises of steel. Holy fuck!
What if you?
I also have the biggest library.
So let's just do standard maths right now. So I'm just gonna get my calculator on my computer out. So if you bought, look, okay, how much was a PS2 game back in the day? It was like $40.
You know what I'd say? $40 sounds fair.
Yeah. Okay. So. 1,850 games, like, so if one person bought every fucking game for PS2 when it was out, which was nobody, by the way, judging by this number, $74,000. So that's a lot of money. So
actually PS2 bumped to $50 a game apparently.
Okay. Sorry, let's revise that.
I had to look it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 92,500. So that's a lot of money. So
yeah, that's a lot of money.
So what was the highest grossing PS2 game? Let's look that up and let's do some number crunching. This is number crunching on the Video Games Now podcast. Here comes all the number crunching right now.
Grand Theft Auto
San Andreas probably, yep.
20.81 million copies.
Million
copies, or is that? Let me just double check.
Whoops, 20.
It doesn't specify copies. It just specifies 20.81 million.
Okay, so that game alone made Sony $1 trillion. A trillion with a T, dollars. So if it sold 20.8 units at $50 a unit. Yeah, $1 trillion.
And the second game was 16.15, and that was Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
And how much? How many units?
16.1.
16.1 times $50. That is not... Okay, so I got to redo that, sorry. 18,100,000 times 50. That's basically another trillion. It's 900 million. So, like, those two games alone... No wonder Rockstar's just got big balls, like just massive fucking dongs, just swinging at everything. That's a lot of money. Holy fuck.
Yeah, and that's only the top two. Like, the 10th game is Kingdom Hearts 1 at 6.4 million, and then it goes up from there. And they're top 10 games.
Wow.
Six, almost seven, 12. 13, 15, 16, and 20.
Wow.
And that's their top 10 games.
Crazy. All right, so little sidetracky.
Yeah, PlayStation kicked ass.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, that was the biggest, the most sold console of all time still. I don't know what the second one is, but I'm sure Bradley will look it up now. And yeah, so this PS5 has us super stoked. This is the interesting bit about this leak. So we have a couple games announced, and we also have the price. So let's get to the games first. So Gran Turismo 7, MLB The Show 21, Demon's Souls Remastered, Godfall and Legends, a new IP from SIE Santa Monica Studios. And those are some of the launch titles for the console. What do you think of those launch titles? Are those decent? Like, Gran Turismo is like classic racing, whatever, for the PS. But
yeah, and that's a big one. MLB The Show it gets your sport people. It all comes down. The launch titles aren't the best, but I think it depends on all the other titles that are ending PS4 if they're coming to PS5. If you can get a PS5 with they sold the PS4 with a digital copy of The Last of Us.
Yeah.
If they did that with a digital copy of The Last of Us 2 with the PS5 or The Ghost of Tsushima, those games may help sell a PS5 too, because they're coming out later, right?
Yeah, totally.
People that aren't going to get those games right away may buy it with the PS5. Godfall is probably the only one that's in question. That I'd be like, oh, I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. Okay, so do you have the article open right now?
I do.
Okay, I was gonna see what you guessed for the actual price of the PS5, but
I've already seen rumors of $499.
Yeah. So yeah, this article says $499 US, $449 UK, and $449 EU, and then if you're Japanese and somehow listening to this podcast. 54,999 yen. So, yen don't make any sense to me. Like, I mean,
no.
I mean, dollar, like the state's currency, like, I can kind of ballpark it because it's just basically 30% more, and then that's the Canadian price. Yen, I don't know. I just basically base it on, like, how much is a Big Mac meal, for fuck's sakes, in Japanese yen? All right. I think it's like 1,000 yen or some bullshit. So, anyways, okay, so $499. What was the PS4? Was that
$499?
Okay, good.
No, it says it later on. Specs will be almost on par with the Xbox Series X, which will be $100 more and more powerful than the Xbox Lockhart, a console that's $100 less with 4 teraflops.
Teraflops, yeah.
Of teraflops of computing power. Compared to the PS5, 10 teraflops.
Yeah, so it's got double the tera backflops of computing power than the Xbox Lockhart. So I totally did not think that the Series X was going to be only $599. I totally thought it was going to be $699. I thought they're just going to totally just splooge on everybody and just make it super expensive because it's basically a fucking PC now. So
yeah, I ballparked $599, $699. That's where I kind of budgeted my future purchase.
Yeah, $500
at least. Now I can add a controller in that budget,
right? And then all the games on top of that. They should just give you a fucking game for free. Like, when you buy the console, they should just say, pick a fucking game, and you get it for free. Like, why do you have to also buy the game?
I miss that.
Yeah.
It used to be like that. It used to always come with the game.
Yeah. Now, don't they give you, like, a fucking, like, code? You put in the code, and then you get one randy game that you never are ever going to play for free?
When I got the Switch, I got nothing. There was nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I remember that, too. But
I was so upset because I got this friggin' brand new system. My girlfriend didn't think to buy a goddamn game with it. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. Like, it always comes with some sort of game. It may just be a small game, but it's at least something.
Right.
An hour later, I'm like, there's literally nothing to get. There's nothing to play.
Get on that eShop, Bradley. Download everything. Except your...
And there, they didn't really have... I bought it when it was really new.
Right.
So even then, they didn't really have much on the eShop that you could have really got.
Got it. Well,
now if you buy a Switch, there's a lot more free games.
Yeah, and I need to buy a new card because I can literally only have one or two games downloaded on my Switch at a time, or else it's full and then I gotta archive all the games. It's super annoying. But anyways, so right now they're only launching one model of the PS5. There's no Pro model. The like Bradley said, specs are on par with Xbox Series X, which is super cool. The press and media will go hands-on on the PS5 and the software demos after the presentation on February 5th. Expect lots of news coverage on that day. So pre-orders of the PS5 will go up on the same day in select regions, and they will... Yeah, it says they will return to E3 2020 to discuss more of the PS5 and upcoming titles. Okay. Well, shit. Cool. All
right. Going quickly back to the number one selling console is PS2 at 159 million copies sold. Second is the Nintendo DS at 154 million sold. The third is the Game Boy Color / Game Boy.
That doesn't
surprise
me.
118 million.
Yeah.
And then PS4 is in fourth.
Oh, nice. Literally...
Xbox 360 is 8th. That's the closest Xbox console, by the way.
Is 8th?
8th. And 85 million units sold.
Well, how many people sent their consoles back because it got fucking red-ringed of death? Duh.
It's true, but PlayStation has the PS2, PS4, PlayStation, and PlayStation 3 all above it.
Shit. Yeah, Nintendo's been dominating the handheld market for, like forever. So, and now they're super dominating the handheld market because their Switch is the handheld console, too, so. But yeah. It does, the Nintendo, or the Game Boy Color does not surprise me. Like, back in the 90s, every fucking human being, except for me, had a Game Boy Color. I was so chill.
Pokemon.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's literally what launched that Game Boy Color up, is Pokemon.
Game Boy Color and Pokemon Yellow.
Oh, so
like those the two that launched together?
Yeah. Like, fuck, that game was so good. Okay, anyways, we got one last thing to talk about here before the end of the show. We're going to talk about Sega will announce Sonic News on the 20th of every month in 2020. And I was saying to Bradley before we started recording, this article was released on January 20th, 2020 at 8:30 p.m., which is 2030, but he could have fucking timed it a bit better, fucker. And got his shit together and released it at 8:20, so it was 2020 in time. Anyways, yeah. Okay, so Sonic the Hedgehog is gearing up for the big 2020. Sega has announced, according to the translations from Gametsu, is that just like a fancy like way to say games, like but sound like a Japanese dude?
So.
Yeah, Gametsu. All right. The Sonic 2020 project, which will see the new Sonic News bearing announcement on the 20th of every month this year. First announcement is a bit of a cheat, as Sonic 2020 Project itself is January Sonic News. February is already going to be a big month for the Blur, which is Sonic the Hedgehog movie, finally arriving to cinemas February 14th. Man. How many dudes are not getting laid because they took their fucking girlfriend or wife to the Sonic movie? And they just pissed them right off.
Hey, it's just a remake of the Deadpool thing.
That's true. Okay, Sega has celebrated by releasing various wallpapers, banners, and icons based on Sonic, including a Twitter header image for fans to use. It's not yet clear what sort of news we'll be seeing each month and whether we'll see any new games being announced. Sonic has only been the star of a few games in the current console generation, most notably Sonic Mania, Sonic Forces, and Team Sonic Racing. His most recent game was Mario & Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, which is why the fuck is that getting made still? Who plays those games? Line them up against the fucking police wall and just let me fucking talk to them. I bet you there's like 5 kids that play that game. Just saying.
I could see it being a good party game. No, have a beer every time you lose.
It's totally not, though. Like, it's not really... Well, it's on the Switch now. Maybe it could be a party game. But it definitely was not a party game when I played the 2012 London ones. So, yeah. Suck on that.
Olympics. Not buying it either way. I'm just trying to defend it to give it some sort of backing. I think it's still gonna be shit.
Oh, it's gonna be super shit. Unless Jim Carrey is fucking Eggman, then I'm not buying that game.
Please have him as a cameo in the game.
It's just him. It's just a sprite version of Jim Carrey going, "Hey," and then he does like the like a glove, like all that shit. Oh yeah, I'd buy it if that was the case.
I'd buy it. Oh. The memes that would come from that would be amazing.
Oh my god, you're right. That'd be so madness. Okay. So that's the podcast for this week. So hopefully, we will get our Sega guy on next week, which I'm sure we will. He's actually super excited to come on the podcast, but again, some stuff happened at work, so we wanted to push it a week. So yeah, we'll come back on next week with him, and it'll be super fun. And we're going to come up with a poll this week on our website, which will be, what game are you most disappointed about getting delayed? How about that? So yeah, I'll throw that up on our website on our podcast page. So head over there, and you can listen to episodes of our podcast on our website if you're at work and don't have a Spotify account for some reason, or anything else you're listening to us on. I think five people that listen to this podcast listen to it on our website, according to my analytics. So if you're one of the five people that listen to our podcast on our website, cool. Okay, so it means my work's not going to waste on the website. So, all right, guys, thanks a lot for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on, including our website, and then jump on social media and let us know what you think of the show. We look forward to hearing from you guys, and we'll be back next week. And until then, we'll see you all on the next one. Bye-bye. Peace.
Guys.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.